So every Friday, no, every Friday is a memorial of Christ's passion. Every Sunday is the kernel of the liturgical year. It's like a mini Easter when we experience the effects of Christ's life flowing through us, especially in view of our discipleship that week and our sacrifices. Experience something, maybe a resurrection from your sacrifices. And every Saturday in ordinary time, there's also an optional memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary that you can celebrate in the office or the Mass or in your prayers. So it's just good to know a few things like that. Wednesday is usually a day when there's a lot of devotions to Saint Joseph. The Catholic tradition places a lot of devotions to Mary on Saturday, so they have this optional memorial to Mary, of Mary, on every Saturday of ordinary time. We'll just do that as a final prayer, but we won't do anything special other than that. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Invitatory. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hands. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory to you. Come and let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Oh, I think we'll do morning prayer since it actually is morning. And the Psalms from the Office of Readings, we might combine both. No, let's just make it a short video. We'll do that later on. Now the song. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. To his feet your tribute bring. Ransom healed, restored, forgiven. Evermore his praises sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise the everlasting King. Praise him for his grace and favor to his children in distress. Praise him still the same as ever, slow to chide and swift to bless. Alleluia, alleluia, glorious in his faithfulness. Father, like he tends and spares us, well our feeble frame he knows. In his hand he gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. Alleluia, alleluia, widely yet his mercy flows. Angels help us to adore him, you behold him face to face. Sun and moon bow down before him, join the praises of our race. Alleluia, alleluia, praise with us the God of grace. Antiphon 1. Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. This is the great Psalm 119, part of it. Psalm 119 is actually like 3 pages long. It's amazing. There's a whole lot, all different speakers. That's one of the speakers listed in your caption above. K-O-P-H. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Here's an example of how you might nourish your own prayer with that psalm in your optional prayer. It says, save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins and its brightness illumine our hearts. So that's just an example. There are all many prayers you might pray based on these ideas, including very personal ones that have nothing to do with this office. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. Exodus 15. Our sentence is, those who had conquered the beast were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, Revelation 15, 2 through 3. So we're about to pray with the original song of Moses, and it's supposed to remind us that in heaven there's a liturgy, and John sees the saints singing a new song of what God in Christ has done to liberate them. So that's the basic idea the church wants us to have in mind as we go to pray this. And Moses' song goes like this. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him. The Lord is a warrior. Lord is his name. And in the original translation, it's YHWH is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger, the waters piled up. The flowing waters stood like a mound. The flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword and my hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead, they sank in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you, magnificent in holiness, O terrible and renowned, worker of wonders? When you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your mercy, you led the people you redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your holy dwelling, and you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord. The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I'm grateful for these songs of joy, even if I don't feel it in my flesh. I'm grateful for you and all that you're doing in my life. It reminds me, too, that Christianity, one of those religions that's based on people who have had their lives changed. And we ask you to make this something we're more aware of in our lives. Glory to you. The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. Antiphon 3. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Psalm 117. Praise for God's loving compassion. And Paul says, I affirm that the Gentile peoples are to praise God because of his mercy. Romans 15, 8 through 9 is our sentence, and again, helps us pray in light of the fact that that God is a God of mercy and of salvation for all the nations. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Very short, right? One psalm, it's two lines long. But again, God is faithful is a big sentiment. His love is strong for us, a big sentiment. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O praise the Lord, all you nations. So though this is morning prayer, we're going to take the longer reading from the Office of Readings. We're finishing our read-through of the letter to the Galatians. Chapter 5, verse 25 is our start point. Chapter 6, verse 18 is our end point. Admonitions concerning charity and perseverance. Since we live by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's lead. Let us never be boastful or challenging or jealous toward one another. My brothers, if someone is detected in sin, you who live by the Spirit should gently set him right, each of you trying to avoid falling into temptation himself. Help carry one another's burdens. In that way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he amounts to something when in fact he is nothing, he is only deceiving himself. Each man should look to his conduct. If he has reason to boast of anything, it will be because the achievement is his and not another's. Everyone should bear his own responsibility. The man who is being instructed in the word should take care to share all good things with his instructor. Make no mistake about it, no one makes a fool of God. A man will reap only what he sows. If he sows in the field of the flesh, he will reap a harvest of corruption. But if his seed ground is the Spirit, he will reap everlasting life. Let us not grow weary of doing good. If we do not relax our efforts, in due time we shall reap our harvest. While we have the opportunity, let us do good to all men, but especially those of the household of faith. See, I write you in my own large handwriting. Those who are trying to force you to be circumcised are making a play for human approval with an eye to escaping persecution for the cross of Christ. The very ones who accept circumcision do not follow the law themselves. They want you to be circumcised only that they may boast about your bodily observance. May I never boast of anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through it, the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. It means nothing whether one is circumcised or not. All that matters is that one is created anew. Peace and mercy on all who follow this rule of life and on the Israel of God. Henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear the brand marks or the marks of Jesus in my body. Brothers, may the favor of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Responsory prayer. A man can reap only what he has sown. If you sow in the field of selfishness, it will bring you a harvest of death and decay. Kind of an amplified translation of what we just read. If you sow in the field of the Spirit, you will reap a harvest of life everlasting. And John 6, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail. If you sow in the field of selfishness, if you sow in the Spirit of the field of the Spirit, you will reap a harvest of life everlasting. In place of a homily, let us read the second reading so that this blessed Isaac Stella, monastic father and abbot from the Middle Ages, can preach to us through the tradition even today. Why, brothers, are we so little concerned to seek one another's well-being, so that where we see a greater need, we might show a greater readiness to help and carry one another's burdens? For this is what the blessed Apostle Paul urges us to do in the words, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And also support each other in charity. For this surely is the law of Christ. Why can I not patiently bear the weaknesses I see in my brother, which, either out of necessity or because of physical or moral weakness, cannot be corrected? And why can I not instead generously offer him consolation? As it is written, their children shall be carried on their shoulders and consoled upon their knees. Is it because I lack that virtue that suffers all things, is patient enough to bear all, and generous enough to love? This is indeed the law of Christ, who truly bore our weaknesses in his passion and carried our sorrows out of pity, loving those he carried and carrying those he loved. Whoever attacks a brother in need or plots against him in his weakness, of whatever sort, surely fulfills the devil's law and subjects himself to it. Let us then be compassionate toward one another, loving all our brothers, bearing one another's weaknesses, yet ridding ourselves of our sins. The more any way of life sincerely strives for the love of God and the love of our neighbor for God's sake, the more acceptable it is to God, no matter what be its observance or external form. For charity is the reason why anything should be done or left undone, changed or left unchanged. It is the initial principle and the end to which all things should be directed. Whatever is honestly done out of love in accordance with love can never be blameworthy. May he then deign to grant us this love, for without it we cannot please him, and without him we can do absolutely nothing. God, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Beautiful, isn't it? Now we can continue on to the next part of our office, which is that gospel canticle, the canticle of John the Baptist's father, Zechariah. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Let us all praise Christ in order to become our faithful and merciful high priest before the Father's throne. And he chose to become one of us, a brother in all things. In prayer we ask him, Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. Son of justice, you filled us with light at our baptism. We dedicate this day to you. At every hour of the day, we give you glory. In all our needs, we offer you praise. In all our deeds, we offer you praise. Mary, your mother, was obedient to your word. Direct our lives in accordance with that word. Our lives are surrounded with passing things. Set our hearts on things of heaven, so that through faith, hope, and charity, we may come to enjoy the vision of your glory. Now let us pray for Father Rob Galea's needs and intentions, and for all of his partners in Icon Ministry. Let us pray for your personal intentions. Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord God, give to your people the joy of continual health in mind and body, with the prayers of the Virgin Mary to help us, guide us through the sorrows of this life, to eternal happiness in the life to come. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. I encourage you also to check out the fourth part of the Catechism, which teaches you all about Christian prayer, all about how to pray. I encourage you to check that out sometime, because it's actually very readable, it's very spiritually deep, and it covers a lot of ground in a short amount of time.